I'm honestly curious what your guys' take would be on how we can help the anti genocide, anti-apartheid movement. So I know that was a long presentation, but I would love to hear your guys' thoughts.
Well, obviously, my answer is going to be that you need to support the Article 6 campaign, because to sort of put it shortly, like I said, Kamala Harris and a Donald Trump are emblems of factions of private sector power. That's all they are. Kamala Harris isn't going to make any decisions. She's not going to make any policies. Neither is Trump. Neither is Biden. Neither did Biden ever do. I don't think he even could decide which pants to wear. This isn't someone who can make decisions, and it's not someone who, if you're someone who's dealing, if you're in the private sector, if you're a businessman, if you're a CEO, if you're an investor, and you're dealing in hundreds of billions of dollars, are you going to trust Joe Biden with any decision making that's going to affect your money? No, of course not. You're going to trust the constantly tipsy Kamala Harris to make decisions? The woman can't even speak. Obviously, they're not going to look. You're funding the private sector is funding those campaigns. They're making you they're funding the campaigns and they're lobbying. That means they are the politicians are employees. Employees don't make decisions. Employees take orders. So it's not a question in my mind about and even when you talk about IPAC or Zionism and so on, Zionism, the Zionists, Israel is just a brigade. It's one brigade. It's the Jewish brigade of American imperialism. That's all it is. They're not running anything. They're not ruling anything. They are just connected to the military industrial complex. So the issue is, which candidate is connected to the military industrial complex? Which candidate represents the political faction that represents the financial faction that is driven by the military industrial complex? Well, obviously, that's going to be Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the Democrats and mainstream Republicans. Because as I said, there's not really a significant difference. But we've seen from and I'm not telling anyone that one of them is better than the other. I'm not saying vote for Trump or what have you. That's not my position. What I'm saying is that November in the United States is going to be decided between the two factions of the owners and controllers of global financialized capital, and it's not going to be decided by you. It's not going to be decided by the voters. Do you think that they would give that power to you? They don't even give the power to the politicians that you elect. You think that they're going to give the power to you? Of course not. Obviously not. The same thing is going to happen in America as happened in Venezuela. The same thing is going to happen in America as happened in South Africa. This is a rigged process. And if you think that it's not a rigged process, then I'm very sorry. You're an extremely naive person, and that means that you're the perfect person to be involved in politics in the United States. That's exactly who they want, to be active in any political parties, that you should be naive and gullible. So go ahead and do it, but it's not going to turn out according to the way that you think it is. It's not determined according to the process that you think it's determined according to, or the mechanisms that you think it's determined according to. So if you want to deal with the situation of American imperialism, if you want to address and halt American imperialism, whether it's in Gaza, whether it's in Palestine or in Congo or anywhere else, then you need to deal with the issue of American imperialism. You need to deal with the issue of American hegemony. And the main instrument that has allowed American hegemony to reach the level of domination that it has is America's presence at the United Nations, and specifically at the United Nations Security Council. And if you talk about even the situation domestically for American citizens, as you said, Black and brown people, people of color, so-called minority communities, even economically deprived people, whatever color or whatever ethnicity they are. They're victims. They're victims of that society. They're victims of a predatory, parasitic system that is designed to keep them down, and it's designed to, as I said, it's parasitic. So it just sucks your blood. That's what it does. And there are so many violations committed by the United States against its own people that they're never called to account for, that they could be brought to the United Nations for and should be brought to the United Nations for. And if it was committed in any other country, that country would be brought to the United Nations. America would bring them to the United Nations. America would be at the top of their voice condemning any country that has statistics like America has, that has statistics on human rights like America has. America would be standing there all day long listing all of the human rights violations of that country. Police violence, police brutality, police shootings, which are nothing but extrajudicial shootings by the security forces, which is the way it would be reported if it was another country. If it was another country that had the same level, what is it, over 1,000, 1,200 people murdered by the police, I think, last year, or more than that. That's 1,200 something extrajudicial killings by the security forces. Imagine if that happened in North Korea, if that happened in Pakistan, if that happened in Iran, what America would do at the United Nations. All the condemnation that they would do, all the resolutions that they would do, all the sanctions that they would impose against any other country that had a statistic that's as abysmal as America's. 43,000 people murdered by gun violence in America last year. 43,000. 650 mass shootings in America last year. Over 650 mass shootings. That's like a war zone. Your country is like a war zone. There's more people. You're probably safer in a war zone than you are in any American city. And, you know, when you have your soldiers going over to Iraq or going to Afghanistan or wherever else to do their colonial project, they all come back with PTSD. But they're safer over there than they are in Chicago. They're safer over there than they are in Detroit. They're safer over there than they are in New Mexico, in California, in Los Angeles, in New York. They're safer in Iraq than they are over there. So what about the people who live there every day? What kind of PTSD do they have? What kind of victimization do they have? And then not to mention even the incarceration rate in America. You're only about, 3, 4, 5% of the global population on Earth? The American citizens, only about 3, 4, 5% of the population on Earth. 25% of all of the people in the world who are in prison are in American prisons. 25% of all people in jail are in jail in America. You're telling me that you can't go to the United Nations and make a resolution about that? That that's not a violation? That's a violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It's a violation of the civil and political rights. On and on and on. There are so many violations that America commits against its own people that you don't even have to look at their foreign policy. You don't even have to look at their foreign policy to see their persistent violations of the UN Charter, of the principles of the UN Charter. So yes, American people, white, black, brown, whatever you are, whatever ethnicity you are, you should support Article 6 and get America expelled from the United Nations, because then maybe the United Nations could actually take your country to the United Nations and make it face the consequences of their own violations against you. No one's there to protect you. Your government isn't there to protect you. They're the ones victimizing you. So you need someone from outside. You need the world to step in to stop the violations that are being committed against you. And that can't happen as long as the United States is dominating the United Nations.